Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Thursday, February 25th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday we prepare and share these messages in order to both encourage and also instruct in biblical truth. On a technical note, let me point out that a number of our listeners have called this to our attention. The last several days we had a problem because we had a segment that was too loud, and excuse me, I forgot to mute something there. A supplemental portion that we sometimes need to use for background was not muted, and our apologies. I think today should be understandable all the way through, and I'll check that before I send it. Today's message is titled, God Knows the Heart. We have three scripture portions today that we share, a main text as well as two supplemental texts. Acts 15, verse 8. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9, and Hebrews 4, verse 12.
God, who knows the heart, showed that He accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as He did to us. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Our daughter, Esther, has had at least 12 heart catheterizations. This is a medical procedure that involves threading a fine wire up through a vein in her groin area to examine her heart. They also ran a line through her neck when she was a baby to gain access. The procedure is largely diagnostic, but they can also make some repairs that at one time would have required open-heart surgery. In doing so, they use a coil-like device that is put in place by the surgeon and snaps shut, although I'm sure this is not the technical way they would describe it. Esther's heart abnormalities have been challenging to the medical profession and have required the input or participation of several of the most renowned pediatric cardiologists in the world, and that was especially so when she was seen at Boston Children's Hospital.
It's amazing to observe the rapid pace regarding the increase of medical knowledge in our lifetime, the heart being only one example that we readily identify because of Esther's six heart operations. Procedures continue to be simplified, improved, and even performed while infants are still in their mother's womb. If this had been available when Esther was still a fetus, she might never have undergone the numerous heart operations over the years.
However, keep in mind that she was born in Guatemala,
yes,
so it's unlikely. But
that she would have had
for
access.
An American baby. We did see a baby up at Boston Children's, a mother, excuse me, I recall, and her mother that were there from California, and the little baby inside of her was being operated on for a heart defect. Well, the diagnostic ability of doctors is surely astonishing, but it does not begin to compare with God's heart knowledge. The psalmist David said it well, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." And that's Psalm 139, verse 6.
Our first daily scripture declares, God who knows the heart. What a powerful thought. In this context, it speaks of God's knowledge of a person's spiritual heart. God knows not only every minute detail of the physical aspect of our wonderful pumping organ, which is vital to life. He also knows what's in the heart spiritually. He knows where we lack. He knows when we deceive. And He knows the very motives of why we do that which we do.
The selection of scripture verses we have used today certainly conveys these thoughts. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. After the writer of Hebrews describes the effectiveness and preciseness of the two-edged sword, he writes, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." That's Hebrews 4:13. That's pretty humbling, and yet I'm sure glad Scriptures tells it that the way it is. And aren't you thankful for that?
There are various diagnostic procedures to determine if there is an abnormality or foreign substance attacking one's healthy body. When I'm undergoing these kinds of tests, I don't want them to miss anything. I want the procedure to be precise and accurate so that I can make a wise, informed decision in how I might best deal with the problem.
We also want to rely on the Holy Spirit to reveal to us that which we might be neglecting or are unaware of that would hinder or destroy our spiritual relationship with God. This might be through scripture reading or during prayer. It might be through a trial or through a godly messenger that God speaks through us from. It might be through our observation of the way God is working in another's life that His Spirit speaks to us. Whatever method God chooses, I pray that I'm watching and listening to Him to whom we must give account.
Let's pray. Father, it is because of our sinful human condition that we spend so much time worrying about what others think and live our lives with their view in mind instead of yours. You who view our minds and hearts from inside out, you know that which motivates our actions when others simply judge us by our actions. We lay out our hearts bare before you today and ask your Spirit to reveal that which honors you and that which should be burned like chaff. Remove our pride and replace it with humility as we confess our need for cleansing. More of you and less of me is my prayer today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we do again hope our volume has been consistent throughout without any loud background music. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, February 25th, 2010. We, of course, have a photo on the site today, this time one taken by our friend Doris High, a beautiful frosty pine. Doris has a knack for taking interesting and beautiful photos of the mundane. And you can take a look at that on our site. It happens to be the only photo we have special for today. We also, though, suggest some music that relates to today's message. All of them available as a YouTube video. It's a link that will take you to a page and just open and play the video. These songs, He Knows My Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart from the Inside Out, and Give Us Clean Hands. It's a good selection related to today's message. Well, thanks for joining us today, and rejoice in the fact that we serve one who indeed knows our hearts.